dirty money, dirty rain, a dirty deal with the devil.
Hey, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5, and this is Mary Gaucher, and I'm listening too.
My father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor falling right slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. It won't be long. He won't be around. I love my father. He could use some mercy now. My brother could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom. He's shackled to his fear and his doubt. It's almost more than living will allow. I love my brother. He could use some mercy now. My church and my country could use a little mercy now. They sank into a poison pit. It's gonna take forever to climb out. They carry the weight of the faithful who follow them down. I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. Every living thing could use a little mercy now. Only the hand of grace can end the race towards another mushroom cloud. People in power, they'll do anything to keep their crown. I love life and life itself. Could you some mercy? Now, I know we don't deserve it, but we need it anyhow. We hang in the balance, dangle between hell and hallowed ground. And every single one of us could use some mercy now. Every single one of us could use some mercy now. Every single one of us could use some mercy now.
Shop bound of gold, a sink full of dishes and a love grown cold. Long came a boy, pretty as the devil. She took his hand, the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Billy took the ring, jammed it in his pocket, drove downtown, tried to hawk it. Down at the bottom of Lake Pontchartrain, there's a love note carved inside a wedding ring. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning round, broke down. Ain't no telling where love goes, baby, down where the Black River flows. Won't be coming back round, it's broke down. Baby in the back seat and another on the way. Sherry thinks of Billy at the end of every day. Spends her nights waiting for real life to start, listening to the sound of her double-crossed heart. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. There's no turning round, it's broke down. The other side of town, two lovers lie still, cigarette smoking on a windowsill. There's a picture locked up in an old suitcase. Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked it and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed, there's no turning round, it's broke down. Broke down.
From way back in 2000, actually, right around the last time Slade Cleaves was in Winnipeg. Do the math, that was quite a while ago. A fantastic record. I listened to this one on the train, I think, 1.5 times, because it's that damn good. Broke Down from Slade Cleaves. Fantastic record, produced by none other than Gerf Morlicks, of course. And that song is also written, co-written by Rod Picott, which makes it that much better. We heard Mary Gaucher before that, Mercy Now, from her latest Gerf Morlicks produced CD. He's going into the studio to work with her on her next CD coming up real soon. Couple from Robert Earl Keen. Before the top of the hour, we heard Not a Drop of Rain from Gravitational Forces, which was produced by Gerf. And we heard Think It Over One Time from the great album Gringo's Honeymoon, which Gerf played all over the heck. He didn't produce it, but he played all over it. Before that, something from Lucinda from Sweet Old World, Pineola. Of course, Gerf first gained notoriety, I suppose, working with Lucinda as her guitar player and producer and such. And a couple from Gerf himself before that. We heard I'm Hungry and I'm Cold from Fishing in the Muddy. And Wild Things from Toad of Titicaca. Check out Gerf Marlux. He's fantastic. And he's promised to come back to Winnipeg. And, of course, we'll let you know all about that. Slade Cleaves, we played right there. I'm very, very excited to be going to see Slade next weekend all the way in Dauphin. And I just it just boggles my mind that nobody could make Slade do a show in Winnipeg. He's in Dauphin. He's 3.5 hours away. I'm sure he has to come here to catch the plane to come and then go home. I like, you can't fly straight from Texas to Dauphin, I don't think. So he's going to be in town. Somebody with a little bit of foresight could have planned a show. I'm not such a man because I dropped the ball, but somebody, I just can't imagine why nobody would have thought to do that. Boggles my mind. So we'll give you the next best thing. We'll play you some Slade, and if you don't have tickets to go see him next weekend, you're SOL. There's no tickets available. This festival sells out like months ago, and you can't get in unless you're really, really lucky like me. Thanks, Stu. So we'll play something from one more from Slade from his record that came out a couple of years ago called Wishbones. He's got a brand new record out which is not produced by Gerf Marlux, so it's probably bad, but. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's good, but I don't have it yet. It's somewhere in the mail somewhere. So hopefully that'll show up in time. But we'll play something anyway. Like I said, from Wishbones, and this song gets bonus points for mentioning Winnipeg. Catch that.
My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, I joined up with the races when they came through Alabama. They had a good young rider, just a boy named Sandy Graham. We were two kids run away from home when the world was breaking down. Didn't stay to see the family sell the farm and move to town. From Detroit to Tijuana to Annapolis we rode. They called us rookies, bug boys. We were just 16 years old. We were worth a couple of saddles and two big bags of grain. The big men owned the horses and they owned us just the same. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, it's Winnipeg and it's raining, but the track's not looking bad. They gave me Irish Princess, Sandy rode on Vesper Lad. We were flying down the backstretch, my horse was running proud. I pulled the head of Sandy when a roar came from the crowd. I crouched as Irish Princess thundered across the line. And then I stood and turned around to see that friend of mine. Vesper Lad was standing still, there must have been a fall. And in the mud lay Sandy, looking lifeless as a doll. Well, the crowd ran up to Sandy, they scooped him off the track. They took him to the office with shattered ribs and back. At the hospital next morning, I sat by Sandy's side. But the season would be ending soon and then I'd have to ride. Just a couple of days past Anvil, word came down the line. Sandy lost his struggle, we hung our heads and cried. It was poor old Mother Harris from the boarding house in town who paid for the little casket and laid him in the ground. I sent a couple of dollars, it was all that I could save. She drew me a little picture of the lonely rider's grave. I've kept it in my bedroom drawer all these 60 years. I still see that crumpled body now, but I'm too old for tears. My name is Tommy Luther, I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture, it's right here in the drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team, sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams.
Low in the mountains, high in the pines. Hillbillies drinking from a paper cup, going to the place where my dreams fill up. Jacked up on the highway line, low in the mountains, high in the pines. Low in the mountains, high in the pines. I wish I could leave you far behind. Wish I could leave you far behind. Well, the devil's playing on the mandolin. He said, kick off your shoes and come on in. If Jesus would have jumped from the mountainside, the angels would have caught him high in the pines. Low in the mountains, high in the pines. I wish I could leave you far behind. Wish I could leave you far behind. I've been stuck in the mud on a Friday night, tie a red bandana to a rusted tailpipe, dreaming about the back old road, all the people I've seen and the trouble I know, all the trouble I've seen and the people I know. Low in the mountains, high in the pines, wish I could leave you far behind. I wish I could leave you far behind. I've been to Overton, Boston town, I sure like to see you when the sun goes down. I've been to Woodville, Beaumont too, but I never met anybody quite like you. Never met anybody quite like you. Low in the mountains, high in the pines, I wish I could leave you far behind. Wish I could leave you far behind. I wish I could have done like Jesus did. Could have been a high roller and a rambling kid. Honeysuckle shining in your golden hair. Dreaming about you, but I'm going nowhere. Dreaming about you, but I'm going nowhere.
Hey, how's it going? This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM, Winnipeg.
That is the great Elliot Brood. Did you see them a couple of weeks ago at the Jazz Fest? They're outside at the Old Market Square. How great were they? Well, they're becoming regular fixtures in town, and I was kind of worried after the first time they were here and they played for about six people. I don't know if they were ever going to come back, but since they come back, they've been drawing bigger and bigger and bigger crowds. And they drew a big crowd and seemed to be a big hit at the Old Market Square. Hopefully they'll draw a big crowd. They'll certainly play to a big crowd on Saturday night when they're back in town. This one kind of was a bit of a surprise when I found out about it. They're coming back to town on Saturday night. And we'll tell you about that in just a second. Before Elliot Brood, we heard Adam Carroll, Low in the Mountains from Faraway Blues. Adam Carroll, one of the folks who's playing at the Dauphin Country Fest next weekend. Now, he's coming into town on the day after, on the Monday, July the 3rd, I guess. He's playing at the High and Lonesome Club along with Mark Youngers and I don't remember. Check it out, highandlonesomeclub.ca. That should be a good show, but why isn't Adam bringing Slade Cleaves to that show? It would make only sense. They're pretty tight. I believe that Slade actually does one or two of Adam's songs on his new record, Unsung, which I don't have yet, but I will. So we heard a couple from Slade before that. Quick as Dreams from Wishbones and Broke Down from Broke Down. And check out Slade Cleaves if you can, because it might be another 6 years before he comes back, which would be a shame. Anyways, Elliot Brood, they're coming to town on Saturday. They're playing a big show at the big Walker Theater there downtown. They're opening for none other than Wilco, and I'm getting pretty excited about that. Should be a great show. Last time Wilco was in town, Tweedy was pretty sick, as you'll recall. He had a nasty flu or something, and he was not on top of his game. But holy cow, was it a great show anyway. And if that's what he can do and he's sick, I can't wait to see what he can do at 100%, which hopefully he'll be on Saturday night, July the 1st, Canada Day, there at the Big Walker Theater. And it forces you to not stay the whole weekend at Dauphin Country Fest. So I'm going to miss a bunch of stuff at Country Fest, but I'll go on Sunday for sure. So anyways, it'll be worth it, I'm sure. So check it out if you can. We'll play you one more from Elliot Brood from their latest Ambassador, and then a bunch of Wilco stuff just to get you all primed up for that big show on Saturday.
It's been so long since then. letters, think you might like to read. Some things that you might like to see, but they're all addressed to me. I wish I had a lot of answers, 'cause that's the way it should be. But all these questions being directed at me, I just can't find the time to write my mind the way I wanted to read. You'll come back again. And I'll still be your friend. I got a lot of your records in a separate stack. Some things that I might like to hear, but I guess I'll give them back. I wish I had a lot of answers, 'cause that's the way it should be. For all these questions being directed at me, just can't find the time to write my mind the way I want it to read. You'll come back again, and I'll still be your friend.
by the bed, by the light that you read by. By the time that I get home to say goodnight, I need to see you again. On the dark side, dark side.
To miss her, to light a fuse. We could use a handful of wheel and a day off and a bruised road. However you might feel, tonight is real. When I forget how to talk, I'll sing. Won't you please bring that flash to shine and turn my eyes red, let's it close. When you click and my face gets sick, stuck like a question unposed. Just climb aboard the tracks of the trains on. In my fragile family tree, watch me floating inches above the people under me. Please beware the quiet front yard. I warned you before there were water skies. I warned you not to drive. Dry your eyes, you poor devil. Are there really ones like these? The ones I dream float like leaves and freeze to spread skeleton wings. I passed through before I knew you. I believe it's just because daddy's payday is not enough. Oh, I believe it's all because daddy's payday is not enough.
Melodies turning your orbit around. don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking and last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Out of, out of, out of is all we have. Out of, out of is all of God's money. Everyone is a burning sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
Oh, that is something beautiful. That's Wilco from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, Jesus, Etc. That's a terrific song, as is the one we heard before that. One of the most shocking lyrical plot twists in any song I've ever heard. Oh, that's a powerful song. She's a Jar from Summer Teeth. We heard a couple from the fantastic album Being There, and Being There is one of those records that I picked up without ever having heard a note, just because the reviews were so amazing and everybody kept saying it sounded like something that I would like. So I went out and picked it up without ever having heard a note of Wilco or Uncle Tupelo or anything. And it was one of the most pleasant surprises I think I've ever had. I didn't get it at first, but holy cow, it's one of my favorites of all time. Double record, we heard a couple from it. We heard Monday and Far, Far Away, both from Disc 1. Although Disc 2 is fine as well. We also heard A Box Full of Letters from A.M., Wilco's first record, and one that I never really liked until recently, and now it's definitely one of my favorites. It's a good one. And we heard Second Son from Elliot Brood from Ambassador, and they will be opening for Wilco on Saturday night, July the 1st, at the Big Walker Theater downtown. If you don't have tickets yet, get them now, because it looks like maybe they just released some. There's a bunch of great seats on the floor. You'll be sitting four rows behind me. I'll try to slouch down so I don't block your view, because sometimes I do that because I'm really tall. But you'll forgive me, because there's great seats available, lots of them too, on the floor. So check that out, ticketmaster.ca, if you want to go. And you should go, because it'll be amazing. And we'll prove that people like Wilco, because last time they were in town, they probably weren't sure, because they were supposed to play at the Walker Theater and nobody bought tickets. So they moved it to the Rendezvous, and even that wasn't sold out. But it was an incredible show, and they've hopefully gone on to bigger and better things since then. So hopefully lots of people will be there Saturday. Canada Day, spend it with Wilco. That's what you should do. Another great show. If you like Wilco, you probably like this guy, local guy, good friend of ours, Mr. Darren Day. He doesn't play a lot, and he doesn't keep in touch very well. He kind of goes into hiding for long periods of time. You might see him, a guy that kind of looks like him, at Starbucks from time to time. but he hasn't played a lot lately. He's got a great show coming up on Thursday though at the Academy Coffee Bar Eatery Grill thing. There on Academy, $6 to see Dan Goldman from Toronto, his friend Snowblink from Toronto. We got Jordy Walker from Winnipeg and Darren Day. All four of those folks for $6 Thursday night, 8 p.m. Academy Bar and Eatery Grill thing. Should be really good. So we'll play even a couple of things, I guess, from Darren. Get you primed up for that show on Thursday. Check them out. Should be good. Here we'll start off with the first track from the record. It's always been probably my favorite on the record. It's a fine, fine, fine song called Anne.
Don't take your boat alone. Row into a car. Please pick up that phone. Call me anytime. Let your tears fall down in front of you. Down, down, down. Slowly. Freely, sweetly. Sometimes the hearts meet a while. And when I finally get to ask her a question,
Will I black out before she gets to answer? You said love's sweet emancipation. Then why this prison under?
Mark Browning from Ox. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Oh,
Ox there from Dust Bowl Revival, She Shot Me Down. You know how frustrating it is knowing that there's a new Ox record in the world? Actually, there are two new Ox records in the world that I can't hear. How frustrating is that? We got to fix that. It'll come out eventually someday. A couple from Darren Day before that, from the album This Evening Tonight. We heard This Woman from Prague and Anne, and of course Darren will be playing with Dan Goldman and a bunch of other folks on the Thursday Academy Coffee Company Bar and Grill. I don't know, I forget what it's called. On Academy there. You'll know it when you see it. Go see it. Anyways, I'm out of here. Gotta go. Bluegrass guy may or may not be coming in. Haven't seen him yet, but he might be. I'll be back on Thursday, Steel Belted Free Range Radio with Christy and Terry. And then on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., tell the band to go home. I probably won't be here in the studio, but I'll tape something up for you. We'll do our Folk Fest Spectacular and some other fun things, I'm sure. So tune in next week. Check out the website, telltheband2gohome.com. Keep listening to those podcasts. I'm always impressed that people actually listen to those things. So keep that up, if you would, please. And, yeah, take care of yourselves and be good. We'll go out with something brand new. Oh, wait. I forgot. I almost forgot. I just got exciting news. Sorry, I'm excited. I got to tell you. Just mere minutes ago, got the exciting news from our friends Nathan. Carrie and Devin had a brand new baby girl, Hazel. What's her name? Hazel Mariko Latimer. How cool is that? She was a little bit earlier than expected, so I guess that is why they canceled their show last week. But happy and healthy, and so are her parents, and I even have baby photos, which is very cool. Anyways, you can email me if you want to see those. So, anyways, congratulations to the Nathans. Here's something brand new from Bruce Coburn. I don't know how this fits in, but different when it comes to you from his brand new record, Life Short Call Now. Thanks for being here.